Appearances are not truths. Friends, save. We know that in the world of matter, who commands the universe is nature. In the rational culture, we learn that nature composed a small part of a superior world, a universe of pure, clean, perfect, and rational in evolution and purity, where there was a small part still in formation, therefore not being in progress. And that command of nature that we know today started to take place when some inhabitants of the part in progress entered the small part in formation, making bad use of the will and of the free choice. The small part, notwithstanding the progress of the rationals, detached itself from the rational plane in progress and began to descend. The rationals, following the descent of that part, started to lose their virtues. Virtues are lives, are vital forces. These virtues, gathered in the space that started to be formed with the descent, giving origin to a focus of light. Today, the sun, which caused the formation of all that nature as it is today. It was that very nature that generated everything and everyone, created everything and everyone, fed us, always cured us when possible. And since everything in the matter that has a beginning has an end, nature was always the responsible one for the death of all beings. Nature takes our lives in order to give us another opportunity of life. Thus, death does not exist. What exists is a formation from one life to the other, from one form to the other. There is, therefore, just the end, the extinction of a life that transforms itself from an old apparatus to a new apparatus, or from an ill apparatus to a healthy apparatus. That process has repeated itself in this fantastic circle of gyrations of the wheel of life for 21 eternities in order to prepare ourselves for a new and complete evolution of the being, the rational phase. The rational phase is the ultimate phase, when through the recuperation of the reasoning that was paralyzed, all the ones who work for meriting it will be crowned with a rational immunization. These will move from rational animals to the rational apparatus class, becoming culturally in condition to return to a true world of origin, the rational world. Now, those that, in spite of having suffered all that monstrous lapidation, continue as instruments of the rudeness, of the unconsciousness, and of the magnetic command of the matter, they will be degraded and banished to the inferior classes of the irrationals. For in the rational phase, that is nature's natural phase since 1935, he who rules himself by the matter and not by the laws of nature stays under the magnetism yoke that is pure evil and sheer evilness. Since 1935, our eternal Father, the reasoning superior to all reasoning, donated from himself to each one of us part of his absolutely sagacious, that rational culture that recovers the lost consciousness and virtues, teaching in his magnanimous books Universe in Disenchantment how to fabricate the precious fluid called eternal happiness. But even before 1935, He always guided and accompanied us through Mother Nature that has prepared us through the various civilizations until we could deserve again the intimacy with the rational energy. But, after all, what really caused our exit from the rational plane? The use of the will. But what really happened? We were each one an autonomous unit, forming an assembly, the whole. That whole headed towards the part of the plane that was not ready to progress. Everyone was warned, many, by free choice and spontaneous will, returned. Many, by free choice and spontaneous will, stayed, judging that they would continue to make progress on their own. When what really happened was a regress, a progress the other way round. The ones who exited the rational world and remained in the part of the rational world in formation were victims of the first manifestation of disobedience that occurred still in the rational plane, a first announcement of what was to come, the appearance, very, very subtly in its presentation, and that would occur much, much later as a consequence of the successive disobediences. We started to deform ourselves and everything deforming itself. But for being a rational deformation, we did not realize it and proceeded, paying no heed to our fathers, the rational superior, call for attention until getting to where we headed, giving consequence to this world of matter, visible and invisible, that we inhabit with this deformed and suffered form of a virtueless rational, the rational animal. In the rational world, everyone had total knowledge of oneself, of everyone else and everything. They knew who had generated them, how they were generated, being rational, conscious of their evolution and progress of purity. When we were generated and created by our Father and under his shelter, we were made similar to him, bodies of cosmic mass of pure, clean, and perfect rational energy. The rational energy reasons, as long as it is kept in line of purity, cleanness, and perfection. But when we disobeyed the Supreme Being, we went out of the purity line, coming to build along the continued disobediences an inverse line, the irrational line, the line of the artificial thought. But what is the aim of the thought? Nature, then in command of the thought, used all the natural means to lapidate and recover the human being by all forms, ways, and manners, using him as a tool to accomplish that task. But the way nature acted, by putting so naturally the ideas, imaginations, intuitions, visions, dreams in the thoughts of the thinkers, made the thinkers thought they were the owners of those ideas, imaginations, intuitions, visions, dreams, and everything else that they knew and felt. They thought that all the thoughts, departed from their own being, and therefore belonged to them. The human being was guided by the stars, by the forces of the waters, by the forces of the woods, in short, by all the forces of nature. That was the time when the astrological alphabet came into force, a forerunner of the rational culture. In that alphabet, the person was born with gifts determined by nature, according to the astral orientations, and followed by them exactly. Couples married with the persons indicated by the alphabet in the lines of the palms of the hands also followed the professions determined In short, the entire life of the person was predetermined in the palms of the hands, and they obeyed. Until a time when some started to revolt against it, for the astrological alphabet imposed limits and did not let anyone extrapolate them, imposing their tastes and wills. The revolted ones decided to create a new alphabet, outside the natural laws and based on the matter. Nature also revolted, and as a result, brought to earth the marginal spirits who until then were prevented from working on humanity with their materialistic influence. It was thus, through the disobedience once more, that the beginning of a materialistic alphabet came into being, the cause of this artificial culture that until today rules humanity, a culture based on appearances where one forges something on a situation that is impeded by the natural laws. But everything is appearance, material illusions that make the rational animal more and more materialistic and disconnected from nature. Such as the rational superior's pressing calls could not stop the disobedience of some that had exited the superior world, the voice of God, through nature, could not avoid the disobedience as regards the astrological alphabet, which was what caused the generation of the appearances. Those who obeyed the astrological alphabet returned to the rational world, always reminding that God does not interfere in our decisions, not here, and also in the rational world. He only guides those who listen to him. With the end of a rational animal phase and the arrival of the rational phase, nature ceased to feed the thoughts of the free thinkers that did not survive, losing its functions that still provided a relating equilibrium to the life of the human society. In its place remained the magnetic energy, the energy of the evil, that came to unbalance once and for all the minds of those who did not follow the change of phase. For everyone who knows oneself through the natural laws of nature has its full support. And who does not know oneself enters a regimen of extinction for not knowing what he does and what he says. He knows that he has a life to live, but he does not know the why of it. The why of it. So, God has created us with the reasoning, and we deprived ourselves of the reasoning due to our disobediences. We changed the natural thought that led us back to reasoning for the magnetic thought, the materialistic thought that lapidates and eludes us with the appearances, keeping us in the disobedience. The rational immunization will only be attained when we stop disobeying, closing down the life of appearances that only lapidates us on and on until we stop disobeying. And if we do not stop disobeying, the appearances will extinguish us. But in his divine and magnanimous goodness, the rational superior once again warns us, offering us as a gift the rational culture of the universe in these enchantment books, dictated by him to himself here on earth, in the person of Lord Manuel Jacinto Coelho, where he describes in detail our descent, narrating where we came from, why we came, where we are going, how we go, and when we go, as well as the initiatives and actions that we shall have to take in order to return to our world of origin. Here is what the magnetism of the appearances can cause. Here is what the study of a rational culture can recover. That is salvation. What is an absolute truth? The rational superior is the absolute truth. Everything that emanates from God is an absolute truth. The rational world is an absolute truth. The inhabitants of the rational world are an absolute truth. The rational virtues are absolute truths. The book Universe in Disenchantment is an absolute truth. The rational plane is an absolute truth. The part of the rational plane that we entered and that was not ready to progress was an absolute truth, but in a formation progress. We, readers and students of rational culture, have the rational duty, as our father emphasizes, to repass this learning to our brothers that have not had the opportunity to have in hand the book Universe in Disenchantment. The divulgence in all ways and manners is indispensable, as much as for those who do not know what they came from, where they came from, nor where they will go to, and much less what they are doing here in the second world. As for those already that have the command of the knowledge, for only studying and divulging you will ascend to the paradise of the absolute truth. Rational salutes to all.